Hello, BSPs, and welcome to the pre-show here for Wednesday, the 29th. Yes, the 29th of April, 2020. And I am coming to you live here from the suburbs of North Miami, Fort Lauderdale, to the west. We are in Weston, Cooper City, that general area. And it's Phil Hendry. Wow. So where do I go with what we did today? It wasn't so much what we did today. It was what I just got done. First of all, the highlight of my day was watching Midnight Gospel, which I've been doing over the last few days. And I know a lot of you guys have been tuning in, but it's an amazing show. Not even talking about me being on the show. I'm just talking about the approach of the show, the execution of the show, how they, how Duncan went about taking his podcast and a lot of the interviews that he's done and applying it, sort of translating it to television, especially the Damien Eccles episode, which we're watching at present, or we did just watch today. Damien Eccles had a brutal life. Those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, you have to look into the story of the West Memphis Three and what happened to those young men in the throes of satanic panic. But Damien was featured on Duncan's show, Midnight Gospel, and it was a trip. Talked about Buddhism, talked about magic. One of the things I love about this show is it talks about basically stuff that, I'm thinking about all the time. Anywho, we got a dog here. His name's Kirby. He's an Irish Terrier. He is 15 years old, and he's in the greatest shape you've ever seen. He wants to run. He wants to jump. He wants to chase the ball. He wants me to walk him. You know, dogs are supposed to take a shit like at night after they have their meal, but not this guy because he's going to just hold it. So I walk him for miles a day. And I think that's what he did today. And he wants to play with the ball. I think he wants to be taken out and walked again. Pretty trippy, Oh, and then today we went to the store. And I posted this on one of the Facebook pages. We went to the store to get some dinner. We thought, hey. And of course, my wild idea was, let's barbecue. I might even break my vegan diet to barbecue something. But we went to the store, and we bought all of this stuff. And when we got back, what we realized we had was just all of this stuff. And none of it amounted or made, if you put it all together, it didn't make actually a coherent fucking meal, So in other words, there was some, for instance, some squash ravioli. There was also some, romaine lettuce. There was some Rocky Road fucking ice cream. There were some apples. There was we've got some vegan cheese. We had some plant-based meat. What the fuck does any of this shit mean? We don't know. We just bought all this stuff. And two chicken breasts. So I wound up making, just throwing it all into a fucking pot and making something approximating what I thought was chili, except you'd never put tomato sauce in chili. You only put fucking chili sauce in chili. So it was more like a pasta sauce. So Jackie says, do you want me to go to the store to get something? I said, I guess get some pasta. And she goes to Walgreens, which is a drugstore. I know, honey. I know, honey. I know. Publix was closed already. So she brought back some pasta. She did. She got pasta. And somehow we turned this into kind of a penne pasta,
It's gourmet.
It's very gourmet.
It's very gourmet.
Her face is red and streaked with tears right now as she says this. So, yes, it was very gourmet. Thank you for that, doll. It's very, very, very generous of you.
Now.
It was very generous of you. But I threw a whole bunch of hot red peppers in it, and I figured it's kind of an adiabate or whatever they call it. That was dinner tonight. And then I went out and sat in the back here and looked at the beautiful sky. And I saw Venus, and I saw a beautiful moon, a waxing moon, I believe. And the sky is just absolutely gorgeous here in South Florida tonight. And when I left California, it was beautiful, too. So I don't know, man. I'm just kind of happy tonight. I hope you guys are all well and good. And, I will continue to report to you my massively cool adventures here in South Florida as we continue on. And we'll see you back on May the 6th in our home studio there in the El Pacifico. What else should I have them check out, babe? Anything?
What should... I think that's it.
That's it? Okay. I turned around and looked at Jackie. She's back there with that bottle of Merlot still. She goes, I think that's it. All right. It's all good. We love you. We'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye. See you tomorrow.